This reminds me of my first experience in radio. It was back in the early 80s.
People with disability and mental health.
There's always controversy with us.
The mysteries of the mind and consciousness.
And we might get to the bottom of something, or we might start something new.
We're going to run the gamut and we're going to have a good time.
Waking Braves. No, not Waking Braves. We're Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves?
Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves!
This is Breaking Waves on Eastside with Alex Healy, Seth Dryloth and Ollie Shelbourne.
Happy Monday evening, everyone. We're back bigger than better than ever, and we've got a huge show on the way. Is that right, Seth?
We do indeed. We've got loads of topics ranging from the production costs of Dior handbags, I could ever afford them in my life. Looking at Guinness World Records as well. I'm looking at which ones you think you could break. And Ollie, you've got a very interesting story about poo.
Can you not share that one, please?
No, it's going to be a good one. I'm going to have it towards the end of the show, so keep you waiting.
It sounds like crap. Anyway, let's get straight into the first song. We're kicking off with Avicii, I Can Be The One, right here on Eastside 89.7.
Do you think about me when you're all alone? The things we used to do and used to be. I could be the one to make you feel that way. I could be the one to set you free. Do you think about me when the crowd is gone? It used to be so easy, you and me.
What a banger, Avicii, Nicky Romero, I Could Be The One for your Monday evening here on Eastside. And guys, the Olympics have just wrapped up. We are now in the middle of the Paralympics. So many awesome world records being broken. We've had stuff in the archery, the weightlifting. But Seth, you're going to take us through some other world records right now.
Yes, this happened not too long ago, but a streamer from Australia, he goes by the name of Norm. His name isn't Norm, he's 19
That's
years
not too
old.
Normal.
No, it's not. 90. It's a pretty awful name if you ask me. But he just broke a Guinness World Record. Can you shut up and let me do my story, please?
Okay, please. Seriously. Proceed, Seth.
Anyways, this Norm dude stayed up For a record amount of time to break the Guinness World Record for the longest time staying awake.
No way.
Do you want to have a quick guess as to how many days he stayed up for?
Days?
Okay,
days.
Well, you die if you stay awake for too long, so I'd have to say like 5 days.
I'm going to say...
Yeah, you can die.
Did he have a Red Bull?
He probably had quite a few.
Okay, then I'm going to go 2 days. 48 hours.
2 days?
I'm going to say five.
You've been awake for 48 hours.
Yeah, I've been multiple every
weekend. Okay,
maybe
3 days.
Okay, 3 days, you're saying five days.
Five, yeah.
Well, he actually stayed up for 11 days straight.
No, what? He didn't. No, 11 he didn't.
11 days straight.
Are you joking?
Did he have any,
is he
like,
dead
sort
yet?
Of brain?
No.
Like, how did he stay?
So here we go. Right. I actually don't know how he stayed up. I don't know how he, what the process was. But these records are quite dangerous. You have to have a medical team on standby all the time, which he did. But the previous record was set by a man named Randy Gartner when he was 17 years old back in 1964. So this guy just beat the over 11 days and certain hours mark.
He didn't even have like video games to like play all the time back then. What did he do?
Literally just sat in front of
just
no
you
way.
And your hand tonight.
Oh,
okay,
God.
Moving on. Go on, Seth.
That's how I always stay up for 11 days straight. But anyway, they were apparently, like, all these medical people to keep an eye on him. So when the dust settled, he stayed up for a whopping 264 hours and 56 minutes, and over 9,000 people were watching his stream when he did it.
No
wait, so I didn't realise he was streaming.
He was streaming as well. So this was an 11-day stream as well.
Wow, wait, when did it end?
After 11 days.
Oh my God. When did
on the 11th day of the stream?
What date?
It was not too long ago. It was like, right. Well, I don't know.
And did he was obviously eating. He would go to the bathroom.
Obviously,
he'd
be eating and going to the bathroom. The only rule was you just couldn't sleep.
Wow.
Okay. That's a pretty impressive record. And it got me thinking, there are definitely some records in that book that you can easily break.
There are some that are just not even worth writing,
I know.
Thinking about.
Some people just do them for the sake of doing them. So I found some of the easiest records to break in the world, and I want to see if you guys think you could break these if you really gave it a good go.
Literally.
Okay,
All right. Before we start, Alex is a Olympic, what is it? A Paralympic?
No.
Oh my God.
Commonwealth Games medalist.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, so she's already gotten close to breaking.
Did you break any records?
No.
Oh.
I
that's
not.
Quite sad.
Anyway. Go on.
Most socks put on 1 foot in 30 seconds.
Oh, 30 seconds. I can't even put one on
100. 1,000. 1 million.
So the record is actually 28 at the moment. So Pavel Durdik from Slovakia currently holds the record for this.
Slovakia.
So if you can hit 29... You could.
I reckon you could do 29. It depends. The socks need to be thin though, because
also long legs. Like you got to think about if you got shorter legs, it's easier to put the socks on. Like, grab sock, put it on. Grab sock.
If you've got long legs and short arms, that's back pain, bro.
Good on Pavel.
The only rule for that record is you have to put on one at a time. So you can't let go like a
bundle do
five.
That's fair.
Right. One
so
at
it's
a time.
Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom. Okay. Tallest toilet paper tower in 30 seconds.
Oh,
I'd be good at that.
Yeah, how can you be good at that?
I'd have to say like probably 8 feet.
21.
Wait, how did I say?
Oh yeah, is it in?
Seven,
it's in
seven
rolls.
Point.
It's in amount of rolls.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
21.
The rolls go up like
very similar. 28 rolls in 30 seconds.
So 28, same as the socks.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
But the issue is when it gets too tall, you can't reach it.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking of, like a 6'5" guy or like a 7 foot like
I don't
basketball
know how tall
guy.
Does he do it in the bathroom because there's a roof?
I don't know. Where would you do it?
Outside, but then it's windy.
This is a competition where the guy's stacking toilet rolls. I don't think it matters. Where
it doesn't matter. Alex, this could be one for you.
Okay.
Most selfies taken in under 3 minutes.
Alex is the winner. Alex.
It says here, Alex Healy.
Well, you just hold the thing down. So what? It snaps
mode.
Like every like.
No, because burst.
Every
it's gonna be individual photos.
Okay.
Be
okay. Mode. Well, 1, 2, 3.
Like that,
wow,
right?
It takes really long. You'd have to get like the latest iPhone. So
the current record holder is Indian actor Ashok Kumar, who took 184 selfies in 3 minutes.
Yeah,
184?
Yeah.
What was he? What?
I could beat that. Yeah.
You reckon you beat that? I can give you a good go.
You remember that game we used to play, Cookie Clicker?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You'd be good at that.
Keep
that's practice.
That. You just keep tapping the cookie.
For points.
Yeah.
Never played that.
Well, next week, Alex will be trying to take this many, 185
Sorry,
selfies.
I reckon we should actually put that to the test in the next song. We're going to see if Alex can take 184 photos in 3 minutes.
Okay. This is the last one record that I think I got just for you.
Yeah.
Only. Fastest time to eat a 12-inch pizza using a knife and fork.
Oh.
Because you're a bit, you're like pizza. You're a bit of a chubby boy.
Yeah.
He's really fat.
Mm-hmm.
Really fat. I might have pizza tonight. Let me think. I'm going to go with...
How many?
2 minutes.
Oh.
What?
Do you know what the record, is?
Yeah.
Whoa. What?
23.62 seconds.
No,
it's
no,
not.
No,
a whole
12-inch pizza.
Like a sumo wrestler just like open his mouth and...
But with a knife and fork?
Knife and fork.
Bavin Ball, not just grabbing it. Just
that's crazy. Is that like a large Rosso Cavallino pizza or like a medium?
In the next song, we're going to order a pizza and Seth's going to try that.
Yeah. Well, then what Guinness World Record are we going to give Ollie to try and beat in the song?
I
don't know.
I can say pi to like the 28th. Like digit.
Oh, excuse 3. Me. 3.14159265858987132386462679.
Oh, you guys are such nerds, bro. Anyway, let's get straight to the next song. What is it, Ollie?
Yeah, this one's from two huge Aussie artists, Cyril and Dean Lewis. It's been blowing up on the charts. It's called Fall at Your Feet, and it plays now here on Eastside.
I'm really close tonight, and I feel like I'm moving inside her, lying in the dark. And I think that I'm beginning to know her. Let it go. I'll be there when you call. And whenever I fall at your feet, you let your tears rain down on me. Whenever I touch slow turning pain, whenever I fall. I'll be waiting when you call. And whenever I fall at your feet, you let your tears rain down on me. Whenever I touch your slow turning pain, whenever I fall.
That's Cyril and Dean Lewis, Falling at Your Feet. And I tell you what, you'll be falling at your feet at the sound of these real Dior production prices.
You bet. So the Italian authorities did an investigation on Dior and Armani, two very luxury brands, and they found out that they pay very little for the production price of their bags.
Oh my God.
So you know Dior's bags that are like 5,000, 2 grand, those like
I've got a
small
couple
handles
at home.
With the, yeah, with your non-existent girlfriend.
You stole them, Molly.
From Turkey.
So can you guess how much those bags cost, right? They're
to
2,000 to 5,000. Guess how much they cost.
What?
Production-wise.
Okay, but to be fair, whenever you have a brand on something, like a well-known brand, that is going to be part of the markup. So we can't expect the production price to be the same as the selling price.
Exactly, but you'd think it's close, but it's not.
I'm going to say they cost $200 to produce.
Seth.
I think a little bit more. I'd be surprised if it was $200. I reckon $800 to make.
So for the $2,700 Dior bags, it costs $57 to produce them.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That is.
I know.
So you're saying the ones you could get at the flea market in Bali, in Turkey, at Paddy's Markets in Haymarket are probably just the same.
Literally. But you know what the craziest thing is that Dior is obviously more, it's more popular than Armani. I don't know about luxury wise, but anyway, they're not on the same level popularity wise. So Armani's a little bit less. So their bags are sold for $1,900.
That is profit.
But, they cost more to make than Dior bags. However, Dior are pricing the bags so much higher because of the name D-I-O-R.
And where do we know where these bags are being made? Like which country they produce?
Honestly, I was looking at Lululemon's suppliers list the other day.
Well, we asked for Dior.
And bro, we're just starting here, and because Dior is not going to put all their supplier list out there. No way in hell. So I'm going off a luxury sportswear brand.
Yeah.
Taiwan, Vietnam, China, India, Indonesia.
So they're probably all made in the same factories
exactly.
as everything.
Literally.
I reckon if you smacked Dior on a Macca's fry, like a Macca's chip, how much would that chip be cost? If they release a Dior chips, how much do you reckon they sell it for? Because the current Macca's fry.
I feel like some of those brands have done Macca's collabs in the past, and people have lined up overnight just to get their hands on like a Dior.
It's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
But do you know who owns Dior? We were just talking about this before the show.
Not right now.
So okay, so Bernard Arnault. Right? Oh. I was talking about him before the show. So the world's third richest person.
Yes.
He owns Bulgari, Tag, Dior, Louis Vuitton, Hennessy, Moet & Chandon, Sephora, Marc Jacobs, Fendi, Dior, I just said that, Belmond, Tiffany & Co, and a few other brands.
He owns all of those.
Yes.
Oh, so that makes sense why he's charging so much. He needs the money.
Yeah, exactly. He's poor.
All those failing businesses over there. Yeah, ridiculous.
And just going like a little bit off topic, his grandsons, which are our age, like 22,
oh, Alex has been hitting them up.
Oh, what a surprise.
No, dating the third richest guy. No, he put them in charge of, one of them's in charge of Tag watches.
Yeah.
The Tag watch. The other one is in charge of Louis Vuitton designer.
Oh my
so
God,
literally
bro.
They're our age, and he's like, I mean, honestly, if I had grandkids, and I was just like he would
I guess so,
companies.
That makes sense. Make a family business, right?
I
you
know.
Might as well just keep
well,
it
that's
going.
That's how you stay successful when you keep it in the family.
Yeah,
you keep
exactly.
It
but you know what? I came across this these brothers have like, oh no, actually they're friends. They have this company
mm-hmm.
that I really respect. And so they grow cactuses and they've managed to create leather furniture, bags, accessory out of cactuses.
That's and it's actually like, quite impressive.
It is amazing. So if you have a look, I know you guys listening can't see it, but there's this couch right here. Okay. It looks like a leather couch, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
it does.
Green.
So it's made of the leaf of a cactus.
It's made of, you know what?
My question is now, can you change the color of that? Or is it
going
to remain green? Because the green's not an amazing color. You know what I mean?
But also, are you going to get spiked when you sit on the couch to watch TV? That's
my
question.
My goodness.
Quite wrong setting.
No, so they ground it down to what looks like it's like this. So we're looking at a photo right now. There's a cactus field, and one of the friends
so you get
has
like powdery sort of. Yeah, okay.
So they ground the cactus down.
That's so smart.
But you know what's amazing is that from this venture that they've taken, they're saving 1 billion animals, basically.
Really?
That are killed for fashion. So 1 billion animals that are killed for fashion. And look, I'm not a vegan or anything, but I gotta respect what these guys are doing.
And talking about respect, guys, the time has come. Coming up next, I'm gonna be talking all about poo. It's gonna be craptivating.
Oh,
it may not be my favorite topic, but it's a solid number two. We're gonna do that next. But to get us there, let's go with some John Newman. This is Love Me Again, right here on Eastside.
No, I turned wrong. Left your heart torn. Is that what devils do? Took you so long, where only fools go. I shook the angel and young. Now I'm rising from the crowd, rising up to you. Filled with all the strength I find, there's nothing I can't do.
guys, I want to ask you, what is your skincare routine? I feel like it'd be very different. Seth's probably like 8-in-1 in the shower. Yeah. Alex is probably like 25 million steps
from
Mecca.
Yeah, it takes me like half an hour. I do my teeth, takes like 10 minutes. And then my
face. Well,
your
teeth are on your skin,
aren't
they?
Half an hour, maybe.
Your face. So
well,
what are you putting on there?
That's my
serums? Serums?
What? What's that?
Serums.
Dave Lewis and serums.
Yeah, serums. Yeah, so I start with, you don't want to get into this. It'll be like a YouTube like
tutorial.
But there's a lot involved, is my
exactly, guess.
Yeah. Doesn't look like involved. It.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Well, get this. An influencer has shocked her fans on Instagram after claiming she's done it actually on like an Instagram video. She's used her own feces.
Oh,
no way.
As a face mask.
That's gross.
Don't say.
657,000 followers. 657,000 followers, and she's posted the video, and she's gone to take a number two, got it with her hands, rubbed it, and then under the eyes, on the forehead, on the cheeks.
Oh.
And it's not the first time. She's 31. She's from Brazil. And she's previously gone viral for using her period blood on her cheekbones to give her glowing skin.
It's a very different sort of clay mask, isn't it?
Very different.
Do we realize that, like, you're inside your bowels, the whole point is to extract all the poisons and the bad things out of your body? Yes, food and everything. So she's basically, like, putting... She thinks it's, oh, yeah, it's me. It's natural poo is exactly
what it is.
No, it's all the bad things.
She said she researched it, she looked it up, and she said it was supposed to prevent aging, and it's worked for her. Her skin has now stopped flaking.
But moisturizer.
What would you rather, have skin that's flaking or smell like shit?
Are you kidding me? I'd rather have burnt skin all over my face and use my own.
Well, she uses a peg. Like, when she does it, she gets a peg to stop it from smelling, and she rubs it in.
Does she wash herself afterwards so the smell's gone, or does she just walk out? Does she walk out the house?
You have to let it dry.
Oh my god.
Oh!
Okay, let's guess. Single or not single?
I mean, she's probably single now because it's gone viral. It's got heaps of comments, people going, you're crazy. Doctors have weighed in saying this is the craziest trend we've ever seen. I mean, always see influencers doing these trends.
Yeah.
But this, I don't think has any science backed behind it.
No. I was going to say, remember the Tide Pods, those little
people
things?
People used to eat Tide Pods.
Yeah, the things you put in your washing machine. Oh my gosh. That's a bad photo. She's got like a green peg on her nose.
That's doing black.
A pretty like pink headband and then feces
and
all over her
face.
As
I said, doctors have come out and they've said this is actually in reality could pose more problems than benefits. Yeah. Feces is full of bacteria and viruses, like you said, Alex, putting yourself and others at risk of illness, food poisoning, and infections.
Oh, gross. Gosh.
Okay. No, I'm not a fan of that. I think that's disgusting.
She could like
just
win
stick to the
Cetaphil. Guinness World Record for being like the dumbest person alive.
Yeah, probably.
I've got from one poo story to another.
No, can you say feces?
Feces.
That's so gross.
Story.
Well, just for the people listening.
I'm going to get a bit philosophical.
Oh, that's a good one.
Theo James, we know him from The White Lotus. We know him from Divergent.
Mm-hmm.
Big actor. He
Very
revealed, I think
man.
It was a couple
Love
of months
him.
Ago now, but he revealed on a interview chat with it's called Two Truths and a Lie, that he actually was going on a date with someone from uni. So this is back in his college days.
Yeah.
He went on a date with someone. He thought it went pretty well. They had a beautiful date. She left, and then the next morning he woke up and realized she had left a present for him.
Oh, no, not in the toilet.
A little poo in his bath.
Oh, can you stop?
In the bath?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, in the bath. Like, the bathtub.
That's so weird. That kind of stinks for him.
But like, would you ever leave that?
People
Where's the weirdest place
people
you
People are
pooed?
Making dinner right now. We are not getting into that. People are making dinner right now.
I pooed in a lift
Can
once.
You not? No,
no, you didn't.
Oliver, take that back.
I'm not
right
even
now.
Kidding. It was a Christmas, post-Christmas lunch. We were, this is okay.
Oh, the Christmas pudding tastes different.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Put a flame on that one. No, I was like 7 years old and we just had a huge
God.
Christmas lunch.
Yeah.
We were staying in a holiday house up at Whale Beach, so it had an elevator in the house.
Yeah.
And I was going down with a family friend downstairs to go get some games to play in the lift. Running around, obviously had too many fences. Woo! Running around, jump. Boom. The lift like comes to a halt.
Oh,
we're
no.
stuck in there for 5 hours on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
That turkey was coming through and I had to do a poo in the corner of the lift.
Oh.
And the poor girl, my cousin from England, was just there mortified that she had just witnessed me poo out my Christmas
plan.
And all I care about is Santa gonna find me in the lift? Is he gonna be scared of the poo? But we want to know, where's the weirdest place you've had to
No, I'm not. We're not
poo.
Answering that. We are not speaking about that, right, bro. Okay.
Bro.
Okay, fine. Well, Seth, if you want to share
I think I can only think of is behind the couch.
What?
Oh my God.
Where? When I was like, this is when I was like four or five years old. But it's
14.
This was last week, actually. When I used to like watch TV, yeah. I was just so enthralled by what was on TV. I didn't want to leave.
Yeah, true.
So you just go behind the couch.
Some of those Simpsons episodes, you know.
Yeah, I know.
You ain't missing what Marge is doing.
Dora the Explorer. Explore and find that.
Go, Diego, go.
And then there's a little gift at the bottom of the couch. Well, yeah, that was bad. I think that's disgusting.
I think skincare routines involving poo is disgusting. I think leaving a poo in the bath at someone's house is disgusting. Oh, I mean, they do sell adult nappies, so maybe we should just send Theo James some of those for his next date.
I need to send you guys some adult nappies.
That'd be funny. Maybe next week's show, we'll rock up in our adult nappies and we'll see how well it's gone. That'd be a good test for us.
That would be a good test.
We could do that.
You will stay single, or at least one of you will.
Lol, that's unfortunate.
See you there.
Oh, absolutely. I like nights like this. Monday nights.
Yeah.
I tell you what, Monday night is a good night as well to go to the movies. Student night, if you're out there and you're a student, deep tickets. Talking about movies, Seth.
Yes. I want to talk about one main movie that came out quite a while ago now, but it's still...
Titanic.
I want to talk about The Shining. I've just seen it. No, it's Deadpool Wolverine. It's the third film in this high-anticipated series. Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman makes a return as Wolverine. And the reason I want to talk about it is because it's absolutely smashed the box office in its opening week, earning $205 million in the US and Canadian ticket sales
in a week alone.
In a weekend. Making it the biggest domestic opening of the year. It also beat the record the original Deadpool set in 2016, become the highest selling US R-rated film in an opening weekend, and it became the top 10 of all time.
No way.
All time. You know, it's smashed, to put this in perspective, it smashed Barbie's opening weekend by over 100 million.
I don't believe you. No. I refuse to believe you.
Barbie hit 162 million US.
And Barbie was everywhere.
You know what? I got to believe that because Barbie specifically, I mean, you know, majority of females went there. But Deadpool Wolverine, I mean, like, I know I'm not nerds like you, but I'd still see it.
Thing about Deadpool and Wolverine and that whole franchise is it sort of transcends superhero movies and it's more of a comedy.
Wait, it's not Marvel. Because you said before it was Marvel.
No, it is Marvel.
Isn't it DC?
No, it's Marvel.
It's Marvel now.
Wait, which one is Marvel?
Deadpool is part of Marvel, but Wolverine is technically
in its own thing.
If you watch the movie, if you guys haven't seen it, definitely go check it out. There's a lot of jokes where they take the Mickey out of Disney, Marvel,
the whole thing, break the fourth wall. I love that.
We'll definitely recommend. Definitely go and see it, guys.
100%. But I think that's actually where we're going to wrap it up for today. Yeah. Is that correct?
You bet. Go follow our Instagram, which is breaking.waves.eastsidefm.
Enjoy the rest of your week as well. The days are getting longer.
And we got another 2 weeks.
Yes.
Lucky.
Yes. You've been listening to Alex and Ollie on Eastside at 8.7.
We'll see you next week, same time.
Bye.
Listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. The Community Broadcasting Foundation resources community-owned and operated media stations just like this one that connect people and tell vital, local stories so that we all enjoy a more vibrant, inclusive Australian culture and healthy democracy. Find out more about our work at cbf.com.au.